The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
Can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode. Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go,
no! It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3. KTAR.
And thank you once again for joining us here at the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Kevin Church, the data doctors du jour. We are here on every Saturday afternoon to talk to you about technology after we spend all week working on technology and working with people that are having problems with technology and need to figure all this stuff out. So we come in on Saturday and we share our experiences with you and try to help you learn something new about the world of technology every week. Typically what we do is we just have open phone calls. We have a little theme that we bring to the table, try to teach you some things about a specific thing that we thought would be interesting to talk about. But by and large, most of the time that we do this show, we invite you to call in with whatever question you have about anything. Small change, new rules for today. With my apologies to, what's his name, the comedian. New rules. Bill Maher. My apologies, Bill, because I know you listen.
Yeah.
The rules for today is that we want to stay, as far as phone calls go, we want to stay on point. We want to make sure that you're calling about today's theme, which is demystifying social media. We've talked in part about Facebook, and we talked a little bit about Twitter last week. And in fact, we have now 317 people following us from Twitter, and we had like 12 before we started all this last week. So thank you for all of you that feel like you're going to get some value by following us around. We'll try to continue to provide interesting things throughout the week in between the radio shows and the newsletters and all the other goodies. If you're new to social media, we're talking about Facebook, we're talking about YouTube, we're talking about LinkedIn, we're talking about all these tools that everybody keeps hearing about. We're going to spend the day today with two groups of people. This is what I'm hoping. These are the two groups of people that will call in to participate. One is the group of people that have been doing this for a while and that can share their ahas about, I didn't really understand why I was doing it or what I was getting into, but here's what's happened since I've put up a Facebook page or got involved with LinkedIn or started using Twitter as a way to communicate with others. YouTube, all of that stuff. You folks that are out there that have been doing this, you're the early adopters, you've been at this for years, share your passion, your experience, your what not to do. Please share that with our audience, 602-277-5827, because the vast majority of people listening to this are going, I don't get it. And you know what? When I first heard about Twitter, I said the same thing. Facebook, yeah, no big deal. If you take it for face value, most of these tools, you're looking at them like, yeah, okay, the kids are having fun with that. And years ago, it was 20 to 25-year-olds knew all about MySpace. Anybody older than that had no clue what it was or much interest. And then as time went on, it was like 30 and under and then 35 and under. Right now, I'm seeing we're past that early adopter stage for just about all the social medias. People are getting it. And to try to put this into perspective for you, industrial media is what we are used to seeing or getting our information from, and we will continue to get those pieces of information through the industrial media, meaning traditional broadcast mediums, newspapers, websites, those kinds of things. But the advent of social media, the advent of the ability for people to connect as people, one-to-one, one-to-many, has created this secondary circle of knowledge, if you will, from everything from just getting recommendations for, you know, whatever you're looking for, a vacation spot, a place to eat, that kind of thing. You know, it's great to get a referral get a referral from a friend, right? And so whether you've met that friend in person or not, I mean, there's all kinds of people that you started using Facebook, what, last year?
Yeah, well, about a year ago, I'd used MySpace a little bit. I'd never really played around with it a whole lot, but you know, the more I see of it, and, you know, especially you know, a data doctor starting to talk more and more about the social media. Even, you know, when I'm talking to customers throughout the week, I don't know that much about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're all still learning. It's not, we're not here to profess that we're the absolute, you know, pinnacle of knowledge when it comes to social media. But we do have a pretty decent understanding of how it could impact your life, your business. So the two kinds of folks that we're looking for are the ones that can tell us, hey, here's the deal, here's why I do what I do, here's what I've learned. So the people that have been engaged in various social medias. But I'm really interested to hear from people that don't get it, that say, look, I realize there's something going on here, but here's my situation. Tell me how I would use specifically. We'll give you specific examples. You call in, whether you're a business person, an individual. We'll try to give you as many different perspectives of how to use these tools and which tools will provide you with which value, so that at the end of the show, hopefully you'll have this. And again, we'll podcast this so that you can refer back to it, refer to friends to it, what have you. I'm truly hoping that the wisdom of the crowds will really kick in. 602-277-5827. A lot of smart people out there about social media. We want to hear from you. How are you using social media in your personal life, in your business life? We're going to share as many tips and tricks and just general explanations for all of the different primary. And there's far more social media networks and all the stuff than what we're going to talk about. We're going to kind of focus in on some of the main, the most popular, if you will. You know, YouTube, without question, is the most popular place for you to put a video up. And, you know, most people like, you know, whatever. Well, listen, if you're a business and you're not putting informational videos about what you do up on YouTube, well, you're missing an opportunity to gather an audience for your information. Information is the key here. So I get when you hear people go, well, why do I care about somebody that's going to be texting about they just picked up their laundry, or I just, you know, this morning on CNN, I was trying to explain as quickly as possible why there's value in Twitter. Well, the way Twitter is explained is, you know, short little snippets about what's going on. What are you doing right now? It's like, why do I care? Right? I mean, do you want to know, Lewis, when somebody picks up their laundry or goes to Starbucks for a cup of coffee? Or?
Well, that's not exactly the subject matter I'm looking at typically, but...
yeah, but I mean, I think that's the first thing that people start to thinking about. Why would I want that? That's nuts. And it is nuts. But wait a minute. What if the person you're following actually has information, wisdom for you that you do want? What if somebody, you know, you're planning a vacation to whatever, and you connect it into a group of people that know, you know, like Fiji. I'm going to be going to Fiji, so I'd like to talk to as many people, get as much wisdom as I can from people that are, heck, right there right now. and Twittering about this new restaurant or this great place they found or this little, you know, that's the kind of thing that you can get this one-on-one, one-to-many kind of relationship. So, And that's the same thing with, like, Facebook. I mean, why do I care? Facebook's a great example of how technology, I think the most common thing I hear from people that are saying, well, I don't get it, is who's got time for this stuff, right? And if you try to translate how you manage your relationships in the real world with these tools, you're right.
Well, and if you look at the cost and the paths of the various different types of media that were available, and what that would cost you to market yourself as an individual or as a company, and then you look at what you can do with some of these social networking sites, it's just amazing the amount of exposure you can get for next to nothing.
Time is your only element, and if you have something important to say, if you have real information, the currency of the internet is not page views and clicks and money. It's actually information. Content is king on the internet. If you've got something to say, there's an audience for you, and there's a number of ways that you can get to that. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we got Dennis and Tony that want to chime in. This is great. Again, 602-277-5827. Either call in with your experiences with various social media, or call in and say, look, I'm interested in this stuff. Here's what I do for a living. Tell me how I could use Twitter. Tell me how I could use LinkedIn. Tell me how I could use YouTube, Facebook, whatever, in my business so that I can improve my situation. Those of you out there looking for work, all of these tools might be a great way to connect with people and find that next position. So call in no matter what your situation is. 602-277-5827. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back to the Demystifying of Social Media edition of the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Kevin Church from the Mighty Mighty Data Doctors. And then, of course, Lewis. For all you, the three people that have Macs that listen to the show, because I've scared them all away. I think we might be up to four, though, because we've had you on the show so many times.
I saw a lot of bumper stickers on the highway. You see them all the time.
Which ones?
The little white apple sticker on the corner of the window.
No, no, there's plenty of people out there. In fact, there are a lot of people out there that are dual operating system users, right? So they've got both Windows and Mac operating systems, so that's all the more reason we should have Lewis from Mac Media in here as often as possible to have folks talk about that. Now, today's subject, though, and we want to stick to this topic for your phone calls. If you've got a computer problem that you'd like us to try to help you with, please feel free to go to our website, submit it through the form there where you can ask a question from the radio show page, datadoctors.com/radio. Go ahead and submit it there. I'll do my best to try to answer those in between the breaks, after the show, what have you. Try to give you some resources and some direction on the general computer service issues that you normally call about. But this week we want to stay focused on topic because there's so much to cover. And even though we have 2 hours, I don't think we're going to get through it all. And we want to hear from as many people as possible. The lines are booked, so if you either have a question about how to use social media in your business or personal life, or if you want to, you know, provide some of that wisdom about what you've gone through, how you've used it to spark other people's imaginations. When you hear somebody hang up, it's 602-277-5827. Let's start off with Dennis. Dennis, you're in a what's the technical term for your vocation?
I guess sound engineering.
Yeah,
audiovisual work, I guess.
Right, and you do stuff with like bands, and you go on the road, and you do that whole crazy thing.
Oh yeah.
So digit design type of guy.
Well, I mean, in high school, I had the great experience of going to the now defunct Pantheon Studios here in Scottsdale. When I saw that, I was in that environment. I was like, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to be a sound recording engineer. And something happened. I don't know what happened. So I'm going to live vicariously through Dennis. So tell me how you use social media in your vocation.
Pretty much for just the networking with my job, I stick to MySpace, although I use LinkedIn and I also use Facebook. But they don't really seem to incorporate music industry stuff into those media.
But tell people specifically, you know, you're actually finding gigs by going to these MySpace pages, is that correct?
Oh, yeah. A lot of it's been by association. I did a lot of studio work in the Los Angeles area. Knew a lot of studio musicians in the area who, you know, when you're doing a late night session at 2 in the morning, something breaks down, you know, is fortunate, you know, to be able to fix their gear. And these are the same guys who go out on the road with, you know, Britney Spears or Natalie Cole.
So tell me specifically, what do you do? Let's give people tactical guidance and information on exactly what to do.
For the most part, there's a networking section. You know, you give a detail of what's under your networking. You know, if you, whatever your specialty is, you can do a breakdown. If you do financial work and then what your financial work is, or for my instance, it's not really covered under, you know, music industry or IT or something along those lines for sound engineering or what they call audio.
So you make sure your profile has a lot of information about what you do.
Right.
Okay, and then what are you doing proactively, though? How do you go out and actually get a band to take a look at your profile?
Once you find up a bunch of bands, you know, you basically look for music, and a lot of the tie-ins are, okay, if you like this, you might like this, or the bands that you have worked with in the past, there'll be references to other bands of a similar genre, and you just invite them, hey, I do backline tech work, or once you've invited them to your page, or a lot of people will invite me to their page because they've seen that I'm on somebody else's page that they're into as far as their music goes.
No.
And, you know, I've had some guys, I understand you used to work for, you know, Joe so-and-so. And it's like, yeah, well, we're looking for somebody. What are your rates? And I go, well, what can you guys afford? I'm pretty flexible with, you know, anything from garage bands up to big touring bands.
Sure. But, I mean, obviously because the people that you're targeting as potential gigs are in that world, you basically are interacting with them in that world, and it's proving to be an effective way to find opportunities. We really appreciate that, Dennis. Tony, Lee, Deb, Rich, please hang tight. We want to hear what you have to say. It sounds like we got a lot of wisdom on the lines there. The wisdom of the crowd has kicked in. It is the Computer Corner. Ken Colburn, Kevin Church from Data Doctors, Lewis from Mac Media. 602-277-5827. When you hear somebody hang up, you can call in. Again, we want to have people that have wisdom about social media to share it with the listeners, how they're using it. And if you are somebody that's trying to figure out how to use that, call in, tell us what you do, and we'll try to give you some real-world tactical examples of how you might start leveraging this incredibly powerful thing.
Yes.
When we come back from the other side of the break, we're going to talk about how this social media world is really shaping your decisions and just about everything you do from a commerce standpoint. So stay tuned for that. The Computer Corner, social media. Stay tuned for more. We are working our way through another incredibly beautiful day here in this great Southwest. For all of you that talk about, ooh, how can you live there when it's 110, 115?
It's like 80 degrees right
now. Yeah, and the top's down on the convertible. All you people in the cold weather, neener, neener, neener.
There's a comedian that said it just right. He says people have talked about places where they like seasons. He goes, and that's why I went to a place where they skipped the crappy ones.
Yeah, exactly. Here we go. We're trying to focus in on the demystifying this whole social media thing. We're way past early adopter stage, folks. There's too many people that are out there that are starting to get it, and it's creeping into the general way that we connect on the internet, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube. There's a million different places that you can interact with other people in ways that you never would have even imagined. And the first thing you have to do is I don't have time for this. I don't have time for all these other people. Flip it around. We live in this insane pace of a life, and we don't have time to really forge those relationships and keep in contact with our friends and family, because the old way of doing it was too time intensive. You pick up the phone, haven't talked to somebody in, you know, 6 months, 6 years, whatever it is. That phone call can last an hour and a half. An hour? Just a quick update phone call sometimes is 15, 20 minutes, right? Well, in that period of time on Facebook, you could have interacted with 60 people and really get a sense. And I think that's people that don't understand it won't understand it until they actually step into Facebook. And suddenly you have a very good understanding of what's going on in 60, 70, 80 people's lives, because you're time slicing. You're reading these little 30-second snippets about what they're doing and what's going on, and you're posting what's going on. They know what's going on in your life, and they're making comments. And you actually get to interact with a lot of different people in a much shorter period of time. So it's almost the opposite. Those of you that think you don't have time for social media, it's almost the opposite. You've got to get up to speed on social media so that you can manage your time going forward, or you know, and just really continue to embellish those relationships that you'd love to have with friends and family. So let's go back to the phones and get some more wisdom of the crowds. By the way, one line open, 602-277-5827, social media calls only. Tony's going to give us some basic etiquette, netiquette, twitiquette.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, the great thing about the internet is that you can reach a ton of people almost instantaneously. The bad thing about the internet is that you can also reach a ton of people instantly. And from a business perspective, I mean, there really are some basic rules of engagement. For example, you wouldn't walk into a cocktail party, walk up to someone, and immediately start selling yourself, right? I mean,
correct.
That's rude.
Yeah, it's social media, not business media.
Exactly. So what I tell my clients who are small businesses, I say, be current, be relevant, be thoughtful, be generous, be humorous, and be humble. And so when you're engaging in conversations, it's not all self-serving. You're not just talking about how great you are. Occasionally, that's fine. But for the most part, you're engaging in conversations. You're sharing snippets of information. You're being humorous. You're listening to what people are talking about. And you're contributing in a way that's meaningful, not just, you know, this week only, such and such is on sale in my business. Nobody cares about that. They
Correct.
Care about you as a person.
Yeah, well, and it's also the information, right? So, like the example I think I've beat this example to death in everything that I've done in writing and CNN and on this radio show. But you know, I happen to be fascinated with the world of wine right now. So anybody that can give me a little snippet of information, not try to sell me a bottle of wine, information on wine, I'm interested in following and understanding. And as a result of that, I'm going to have. I mean, it turns out it's the opposite. I started with a real world. Influence in wine that's taught me a lot. Now I'm trying to encourage them to use social media so that I, you know, in fact, they're going to be going to Napa Valley here in the next week or two. I want them to be twittering the whole time, telling
Absolutely.
Me, you know, as they're tasting these new wines, I want to, it's almost like I'm there, right? And then I can gather that information, and it's a ton of information I could never have gathered without this these tools.
Exactly. And for example, if you were a sommelier, you know, and you knew a ton of things about wine, but what you shared was, oh my gosh, when I was in Napa, I found this little spot. The food was incredible. This is what the view looked like. You're sharing something that's interesting and relevant, but it also says a little bit about who you are. So that if in a later position someone's interested in what you have to offer them, you've already established a baseline personality, one that is generous, one that's funny, one that's relevant, one that's thoughtful. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. You know, yeah, it's a social. But think about how we generally make decisions about just about everything in life these days. Well, I'm thinking about sending my child to this school. Well, if you can talk to somebody who's got a child in that school, that's 1,000 times more relevant than a brochure from the school.
That's when the marketing gods fall down on you. That's called word-of-mouth marketing.
Exactly, and that's the ultimate that can happen from a business perspective with social media, but you got to engage in the conversation. You have to provide value to the community. You got to have something to say, and it's got to be relevant. It's got to be important to that particular key audience. And there's so many different ways to do it now. So final piece then, since you're in the business of helping businesses, your suggestion for somebody that's got absolutely no presence in social media, what's the first step for them?
First step is engage, but by engaging, I mean listen. Listen to how people are interacting and observe how they're interacting, and you'll be able to find very quickly who's doing it well and who's not, and then follow their example.
And is there a particular social media network that you would recommend they start off with?
If you're a small business and you want to get the word out about your brand, you need to be on Facebook and you need to be Twittering. There are different, slightly different rules for each. Facebook is a little more static. Twitter is a little bit more running conversation. But if you go on, get engaged, find out what those people are talking about, and then step into the flow in the right way, then you're going to do great.
Learn by observing.
Absolutely.
Perfect. Tony, thanks for holding. Thanks for that great wisdom.
You got it.
All
take
right.
care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. And that's how it works. Tony basically just did essentially what you can do 24/7 on the internet, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, any of these places. You can have conversations with very smart people like Tony about anything, and you can engage with them and learn. I mean, one of the coolest things I heard about Twitter was, I guess there's a group called Twitter Moms, and, you know, my fascination with wines. They do a virtual wine testing, I guess, like once a month, where everybody, they say, okay, here's the wine that we're all going to taste together. So everybody goes out, wherever they are in the world, goes out and gets a bottle of that wine, and then at a set time, they all get on Twitter, and they start doing the wine tasting and giving everybody's impression. And, you know, obviously, they're bonding and having other discussions. So it's like this virtual relationship that they're building with all these moms all over the world. Common interests. This technology is unbelievably powerful. That's a good one, isn't it?
That's a very good one.
I got after the next break, I've got another way for you folks that have large families to use Twitter in a very meaningful way. Lee's on and wants to talk about learning how to use Twitter.
Absolutely.
Are you providing knowledge or are you providing a question?
I'm providing a question for you guys. I do landscape maintenance, and I'd like to know how to get involved in, you know, people with discussions about you know, if they've got problems with plants or something.
Well, yeah, if you're in landscape maintenance, man, you're in the perfect place to use Twitter, in my mind. If you basically, you know, offer to your customers, look, there's stuff that happens that's seasonal. There's stuff that happens with bugs, you know, the scorpion seasons and the kinds of plants that if you plant these near your house, you're going to encourage the scorpions. That kind of really great information that basically if they want to be, you know, they want to know when should I start planting my new vegetables? Well, that would be something you would send through your Twitter feeds, right? And just offer people tips, you know, once a day, once a week about landscaping, gardening, whatever.
So how do I set up a Twitter account?
You just go to twitter.com, you sign up, you decide what you want to call yourself.
Okay.
And then you just basically tell people, if you'd like to follow me and like to learn about landscaping, you know, feel free to sign up and follow me on Twitter.
Okay, and then to set up a Facebook account.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe get involved in gardening discussions.
Absolutely. And you're gonna code your profile with all kinds of gardening information. And so somebody that happens to be in Phoenix searching on Facebook for somebody that knows something about landscaping that's in the Phoenix market, because your profile says that, you're going to come up there. And if they decide that they like your profile, they may ask to become a friend of yours.
I see.
And so you want to become Lee the landscape guy, or whatever, you know what I mean? Your persona. Whatever you're doing in the real world, you can do in Facebook, but you can reach thousands. But it's like Tony talked about earlier. It can't be about, you know, here are all the coupons for my company. And it's information. And the more quality information you provide, whether it's through Facebook, through Twitter, whatever, you literally, I mean, I've been fortunate. I've had the ability to talk on this radio show for 10, 15 years. You can literally do the same thing now with, you choose which medium you want to use. That's why they call it social media. It's your social interaction that's going to create your own kind of media presence, if you will.
Yeah.
Right? And
okay,
so the people
well, I've got 27 years in my industry, and I've got a lot of solutions for basic problems for
sure.
people. I think I'll just put that up there.
And instead of telling people one at a time or trying to force the stuff through emails with the spam filters and all that stuff, you're only dealing with it because the only people that are going to follow you are the people that really want to know what you have to say. And if you stop giving them anything of any value, they're going to stop following you.
Right.
And so, I mean, it's almost like a report card, right?
Cool.
You can see how many people. It is the coolest thing ever for any kind of person in a business where knowledge is king. The amount of knowledge you have is, and don't take for granted any of the simple stuff that you just, you know, no big deal. Like the sommelier, the tip that I, my wine guy, the best tip I ever heard was, you know, you're ready to go out, you're going to have dinner or whatever, you brush your teeth before you go out, right? Well, the worst thing in the world, brush your teeth before you're going to have some wine.
That's
he goes,
very
well,
true.
He goes, here's a tip for you. I said, get a piece of bacon, stick it in between your cheek and your gum, just kind of let it sit in there for a little bit, and just kind of, or any kind of a meat to stick in there. And apparently that quickly helps to neutralize all of what's going on in your mouth with the toothpaste, and then the wine actually, you can taste it, instead of tasting the minty fresh toothpaste.
All right, well, sounds like I've got some work to do. Thank
all right,
you.
Hey, no problem, Lee. And anybody in a service business, your knowledge is the key. Your knowledge is going to build that relationship. That relationship is going to build business opportunities. And one of the Ten Commandments of social media is if you try to turn it into a straight sales process, people are just, they're going to tune out.
Well, and I could see where a lot of people may be concerned as business owners if they're posting this information up on there. Well, they're no longer getting that business. But the fact of the matter is when people do searches on the Internet, they're interested in information pertaining to that solution, but they might not necessarily actually go out and do that themselves.
Well, there's two ways to look at that because that's something everybody struggles with. I don't want to give them all the information they can do it themselves.
Right.
Well, the people that are going to do it themselves are going to do it themselves anyway. Whether they find it on your site or somebody else's site, they're going to find it. I mean, there's too many people that have the same knowledge. No one individual on this planet has, you know, the only person that has this particular knowledge in any particular segment. So don't fool yourself. These conversations are going on already. Your choice is to, you know, not participate or participate. And when you participate, the accidental findings from doing these things are just overwhelming. And so we're going to try to share some more of those experiences with you. A couple lines open, 602-277-5827. Looking for more wisdom of the crowds or more people looking for us to help them to figure out how to use social media. Stay tuned for more. And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're having quite a little mind share today about demystifying social media. Social media is here to stay. It's huge. And if you're not engaged in any way, shape, or form, we're hoping that something you hear during this show will spark you to understand why it's so powerful and how it might help you in your life. Speaking of helping in your life, Debbie is on, and you want to know how to use social media for a very important reason, don't you, Debbie?
Yes. My husband needs a liver transplant, and he's O positive.
And so you need to figure out any way you can to help your husband find a matching donor.
Yes.
Are you currently on any of the social networking sites?
Right now I'm just on classmates.com and...
Okay, those are more commercial, like, match-up systems. How about Facebook?
No, I haven't tried that.
Okay, what I would recommend you do is, first thing you need to do is learn how this is happening and how other people are attacking the situation with social media. And just off the top of my head, I'm going to say that Facebook's probably the first place that you'd want to go. So what you want to do is go set up a Facebook page and set up the profile for your husband and his situation and, you know, talk about that on the Facebook page. But more,
Facebook, and so you title that?
Well, no, you would just set up a Facebook page for your husband, right, in his name. And you'll see that they'll ask you a bunch of questions about yourself. So you can put all that information about what you, what your current situation is and what you're looking for. But more importantly, once you get a Facebook page, go to the search section. I just typed in transplant donor just to see how many different people that are dealing with that are actually on Facebook.
Yeah.
And there are over 500 that came up that most of them are donor networks, donor registries, awareness groups. I mean, everything under the sun. And then lots of people that are in the same situation as you are that have posted their information about what they're looking for. They're trying to find a donor.
Yeah.
On Facebook. So what you want to do is what the gentleman that we talked to a couple of phone calls ago, you're going to learn from what other people are doing. Follow me?
Yes.
So you're just going to go set up a Facebook page, do the best you can without having gone through this, and then go to the search section and type in transplant donor and start looking at all those different groups, because what you can do is join those groups as a Facebook user, because then your profile becomes available to everybody else that's in the group. And the information that the group's talking about, you suddenly can start hearing about, right? So as these conversations are going on, it's kind of like you waited on hold to talk to us about this particular item. This is a way for you to constantly have access to other people that are talking about this specific item 24 hours a day.
Oh, okay. I see.
Follow me?
More information.
Absolutely. So Facebook is where I would start your journey down the social networking area, and I think you're going to find lots and lots of great information just by typing that into the search. And there's lots of groups out there that are specifically discussing these issues. You're likely going to be able to connect to somebody that can really give you specific details about how to go about really improving the visibility of your situation.
Yeah, to advocate, yes.
Yeah, well, not just that.
For more organ donors.
Well, not just that, but your particular situation, you're trying to find somebody out there, and I assure you that there's somebody on Facebook that actually will fit the bill. You just need to figure out how to use the system to try to find those people and get in front of them, and, people that are out there that are interested in being organ donors, right? So just keep working through those networks and learning and interacting with as many people as you can on Facebook.
Okay.
And please, Debbie, if you find that this does, that it did actually help you achieve your goals, please call back on a future show and just explain exactly what you did so others can learn from your experience.
Okay? Yes, thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
See, now that's important stuff. There's a brilliant use of a social, I'm not saying I'm brilliant, I'm saying what more powerful use of social media, connecting with others that are in that situation that can either explain to her, okay, here's how we did it. There are thousands and thousands of people out there that she can connect with today, tonight, this weekend, and start her education on how to leverage those people and their knowledge and their connections. And with any hope, Debbie, you'll get out there and find a matching donor for your husband. Good luck with that cause, and thanks for calling in. It's the Computer Corner. We've got another hour to go. We're specifically focusing on social media and trying to demystify the power of this and trying to encourage you. And I think Debbie's got a very compelling story. There's a great example of how social media could be the way to go. So stay tuned. We got lots more. 602-277-5827.
The thing I'm having is I just bought a stupid wireless mouse.
But can I do that with Wi-Fi?
Now my screensaver doesn't work.
And that's the solution I'm looking for.
Yep, that would be it.
Something that they call drive-by download.
Okay, stop there.
Try to boot into something called safe mode.
Take my advice and go get this free program that is out of this world.
Eliminate those and see if the problem still persists.
Oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I didn't think about that.
Does your computer bite?
There's nothing that comes in the computer that's of any value.
Has your hard drive gone floppy?
The head whack is the thing that makes you kind of go,
no! It's time to call the Computer Corner.
We're not your daddy's computer radio show.
Is this thing on?
On News Talk 92.3, KTAR.
Hey, and welcome to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're talking about social media and trying to demystify it for all of you that are kind of on the sidelines. I saw a statistic that said 57% of internet users have now joined some form of social network. So we have surpassed the 50% mark. And there's some other interesting statistics that I want to share with you as the show goes on. But before we go on, we've got to go to that segment that is the core of the teachings of this show. We try to pick a term, a word in the vernacular of the technology world to bring to you every week as our Geek Speak of the Week. Anybody here want to read it?
I'll go for it.
Want to do Geek Speak? Kevin, take it away.
It's called astroturfing.
Astroturfing, and this actually has some relevance to what we're talking about today.
The long definition.
Yes.
I'll try to cut up the best that I can, but is a pseudo-grassroots-based citizen group or coalition that are primarily conceived, created, and or funded by corporations, industry trade associations, political interests, blah, blah, blah.
Public relations firms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like blogs for hire, the Paola testimonials, that kind of thing?
Well, you know, evidence of this, I was on Amazon looking up some movies I couldn't necessarily find at a local video store, and I was just kind of browsing some books, and I'd see a book that was released in January of 2009, has one review, and the one review gives it 5 stars, so, oh man, this is the best book you've ever read, I'm sending it to all my friends.
So here's a statistic that'll make you understand why astroturfing is actually now a business model for public relations firms, advertising firms, because only 14%, according to the Nielsen Net Trust survey or something they did last year, 14% of people trust traditional advertising, okay? 78% of the people on the Internet trust the recommendations of other consumers, okay? So there are companies out there that are making it look like somebody was a consumer of a product, or a lot of people were consumers of a product that really weren't. They're actually being paid to make it look like they're a average Joe consumer, and they really, you know, they're a fan of the product.
Well, what's interesting about the social media versus like a consumer report or something like that is, you know, through regular conversations, people are normally pretty motivated to talk about their experience versus like a consumer report where either you really love it or you absolutely hate it.
Yeah.
And that's the only feedback you're getting. So it seems like the social media is a little bit more accurate of a way to see if it's going to fit, you know, what you want or
well,
what
there's
you like.
so many places where you can get people's opinion these days. It's like, don't ever rely on like your Amazon, you know, that one review is not going to be the one review that you use to make a decision to whether to buy the book or not. It's going away from Amazon, going away from that website and saying, okay, that seemed too one-sided. Let me see how many, you know, let me get 10 or 12 other people to chime in on this book.
With the video thing, when I was trying to figure out what movies I wanted to see, you know, obviously Amazon is a place where you can buy those things. But I would go to a website like Rotten Tomatoes where it was just a bunch of people that truly wanted to give their opinion about a particular movie they saw. And they judged everything under the sun. And there was usually a couple hundred reviews for each of the movie and got a pretty good accurate representation of what it was about, what was good, what was bad.
The reputation-based discussions. Reputation-based information that's going to help you make decisions, right? I mean, I think a lot of people have been doing this without even really thinking. And there's so many websites out there now that are just focused on the average user chiming in on whatever. And it's never about what one person says. It's what the crowd is saying. And there's so many people so the new communication model on the Internet is dialogue. That's why the social media is so powerful. I'm reading off of Marta Z. Kagan's information. She's a social media expert, I guess, if you will. And it's her information was partially used in the presentations at our franchise conference 2 weekends ago. And it was really, really some interesting information on just statistically what's going on out there. It's pretty mind-boggling. So back to the phones here, and let's talk to Rich, who has a question about how to market a skill you have. Is that correct, Rich?
Yes, sir. I'm an owner-operator, truck driver.
Uh-huh.
I run back and forth between Tulare and California and Casa Grande twice a week, and I'm wondering how this might help me and maybe finding back calls back to California.
Well, any of the social media sites, from a business standpoint, we haven't talked a lot about LinkedIn. That is specifically a website designed for professional people to connect with other professional people, business people to connect with other business people.
LinkedIn,
yes.
Okay.
Most people have gotten an invitation to join LinkedIn, and most of them go, okay, I'll join, and what's this mean? And if that's as far as you take it with LinkedIn, it'd be like joining the Chamber of Commerce in your local area and going to the meetings and sitting in the back of the room. And while everybody's talking, you're staying away from them. You're just kind of there. Or worse, you pay the dues, you get all their, you know, propaganda, but you don't go to any of the events, so you don't actually interact with anybody.
You're the ideal customer.
Yeah. So here's the key, Rich, to engaging with the community in LinkedIn. It's real simple, actually. With LinkedIn, the best way to engage with the community is to either ask a question or to answer a question. Okay? So you could actually, once you set up your profile on LinkedIn, the first thing you'd probably want to do is before you ask or answer any questions is like we talked about with these other communities. Get to know how the community communicates. Go look at all the questions and answers that are posted specific to your area of interest. You can search for long-haul trucking or just look in categories under business development, that kind of thing, and see how other people that are in your industry are interacting with others on LinkedIn. Because if you just come out and go, anybody need a long-haul trucker, they're like, whatever.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's typically not how you socially engage with others. Even right. in a networking function, you don't start with, hi, I'm Rich. Do you need anything, you know, trucked anywhere?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You engage with that group based on what the general consensus is of what's, you know, what's appropriate. And you start with your cocktail or whatever it is. And, hey, what do you do? What do you do? And you engage and you talk to other people, right? You have a dialogue.
Yeah, well, he'd probably want to talk about what type of rig he has and
well, sure.
equipment he's using.
You'd have all that in your profile information. You could do the same thing in Facebook because more and more people now, when they're trying to find a person to provide a service, not a company, but a person, right. social media is a great place for them to go find a person.
Okay.
Right? Because what will end up happening in LinkedIn is you engage with the community is you'll become known as somebody that does what you do, right? And at
right.
some point, somebody's going to say, hey, you know what? Let me refer you to somebody that's in my network that does that. He can probably help you with that problem.
Okay.
So the more people you engage with and connect with, the more likely somebody that you connected with that knows somebody that has a problem is going to remember, oh, there's a guy in my network that does this. Okay? So you can see if you spend an hour at a local chamber event, which I still highly recommend you do. I'm not saying don't do that.
Right.
That same hour on LinkedIn, you could be interacting with thousands of people.
Oh, okay.
Right? And getting your information out and maybe asking, you know, is anybody out there that's a, you know, something completely different from what you're trying to get at, but, you know, maybe ask, you know, what are there people that used to be long-haul truckers? What are you doing now? You know, that kind of thing. Just, a bit, you know, transitioning into other careers, that kind of thing.
Right.
And so anybody that's interested in any way, shape, and form about long-haul truckers, if they're searching around, they see that question, they're gonna, you know, engage with you about that topic. And
right.
generally
right.
speaking, they're going to go look at your profile and see what you do and whatever. And a lot of times they'll say, well, that's cool. You're an interesting guy. Would you join my network? And then everybody in your network is introduced to everybody in their network, and that's where the power of this thing becomes insane.
All right, see, okay.
If you think of social networking this way, you've got a circle. You know what? I got to go to break. I'm going to let you go, Rich, but if you'll keep listening, we're going to give you a mind-blowing visual of why social networking is so doggone powerful. It's the Computer Corner, the Data Doctors, and Lewis from Mac Media here to help you out. Back right after this. Oh, it's the 80s retro music edition of the Computer Corner, huh?
I'm reminded of Silence of the Lambs a little bit.
I was thinking more of a thin black tie and yeah. leather pants.
and a boatload of hairspray.
Something like that. Hey, welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking about social media and trying to demystify it for those of you that are, you know, you've heard about it, and you're going, yeah, whatever. I don't have time. Folks, it is absolutely imperative. I don't care if you're in business for yourself, you're an employee, or if you're just trying to connect with friends and family. This is the future of human communication. It's that pervasive. It's beyond a fad. It's beyond the, you know, it's not the MySpace generation thing. It is actually how people are communicating these days, and it is extremely powerful. It doesn't take long for you to figure out how powerful. I talked about earlier the ring. So if you have a ring of your network of people that you have, you know, let's say on Facebook, and let's say it's 40 people. Well, those 40 people all have their own rings. And so when you say something or ask a question or invite people to join in on a discussion, not only are the 40 people that you're connected to directly going to see this, but every one of those people's 40 people will also see this.
So don't confuse the ring, though, with the pyramid.
No, it's not a pyramid. It's all a big circle, and the circles get bigger, and there's just more. It's like you just keep adding the rings on, and that's why things you hear things going viral on the internet. That's because it spreads through these networks, whether they're social networks, business networks, it doesn't matter. These rings, they all touch each other. We're all connected. You know, the 6 degrees of separation, the Kevin Bacon game, we're probably more like 2 or 3 degrees, you know, just about everywhere on the internet. 3, maybe 4 tops. If you have a question or you want to chime in, you're part of that the wisdom of the crowd that can give other folks some wisdom on how you've used social media, please call in 602-277-5827. I've got a great email here from Denise. She writes, all my life I've wondered about the family name. I won't mention her last name. She says, growing up, when my world was small, I only knew of the people in my family that had the name. And as I traveled, I always looked in telephone books for my last name. So, it's, you know, it's not a normal, you know, Smith-Jones kind of name. So it would be pretty easy to see that, hey, maybe there's somebody here from my family. Since the popularity of the Internet, I've contacted many, traded information, and then lost contact, but never made a direct family connection. Perhaps this is the medium for us all to connect and see how we are all connected. I started a page on Facebook and then started a family group page named after the family name. I've connected with people all over the world, and some of them look like my family. Many have told me I look like them. It is such a feeling I can't describe. This summer I'll be in Europe, and I'm going to see some of them live and in person, and I can hardly wait. And this all happened because she put a Facebook page up and started connecting with people that were also looking for family members.
And I know with working with customers in the past in those family tree type of applications that she used to purchase, I mean, it took them so much time and effort to put all this information together. And now something as simple as popping up, you know, a little blog or some information pertaining to you know, your family.
Sure. Well, you just put a Facebook page up with your family last name.
And it just spreads.
It does. It does. Kevin, you said you created a Facebook page and then forgot about it. Connected with like one person from your old high school or something?
Yep.
And because they were connected to so many other people, you instantly got barraged with all those other people.
Yeah, I logged in after like 6 months of not doing anything, and I started seeing 1 and 2, and then there was like 8, and then there was like 10 a week later. And it just kept building and building. People I haven't talked to in, you know, close to 10 years. Most of the people I actually did want to talk to.
And did you only sign up because it was a referral email that you had gotten? That's why I signed up, is because I got one of those referral emails.
I thought that Facebook had a little bit more with, like, music. That's why I joined. But, you know, it ended up not having what I wanted, but it turned into something else.
Yeah, I mean, it's about connecting with other people. And whether they're in your industry, they're in your social circles, they love the same sports you love or the same wines you like, it doesn't matter. Yeah. They're out there, and these networks are extremely powerful. And they're just like with Denise was talking about, they're really fulfilling when you start to, you actually create these real relationships that it's just impossible to explain unless you experience it. So we got another half an hour to go. Chuck, John, please hang tight. We do want to answer your questions on the air and try to help others understand this crazy world of social networking. If you thought it was all about MySpace, that's over. I mean, MySpace is still there. It's the Wild Wild West. That's not what we're talking about. But the power of why the kids were all connecting through MySpace, that is the real story. Stay tuned for a lot more on social networking. It's the Computer Corner. Well, hopefully you've heard something so far that's sparked your interest about some form of social media. YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. These are all very powerful ways for you to interact with lots of other folks. I was playing around with the D90 Nikon SLR.
Mm-hmm.
It's the one that basically does high definition video. It's the first SLR that does high definition video. So I took some video and thought, interesting, YouTube now does high def video hosting or whatever, right? So I just was wanting to try it. And so when I uploaded the image, this little video shot, you know, on the beach in Fiji. I thought the fact that it was a video about Fiji and the beach, and you know, that would be the thing that would cause people to be interested. I happened to mention in the tag of the video that it was shot with a Nikon D90, and the number of people that basically commented or saw the video, it was 95% because I put that Nikon D90 in there. It had nothing to do with the subject matter, right?
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with the fact that it was a beach on Fiji. They didn't care about that. It was like, you know, that's cool, and how did you do this? And I didn't realize that it had audio, and...
Well, the number of people that are on social networking sites that are looking for information pertaining to electronics compared to information to Fiji, I'm sure it trumps that.
Yeah, exactly. So a lot of the questions are, you know, well, how do I go get customers? It's almost like happy accidents occur like that. Like that, you know, the fact that I put D90 in there brought a whole bunch of people to that video on YouTube that would have not ever seen it had I not put D90. And those are the things that you learn as you go through these social media networks about how people engage and what kind of keywords and things that are going to go on that will create more awareness of what you're doing.
So they were less interested in what you were actually filming and more interested in the video quality.
Or the device that I actually shot it with,
device,
right?
Yeah.
Because that was a fairly new item. A lot of people are doing searches, right? They're doing a Google search. Well, YouTube naturally gets a lot of Google attention. So somebody typing D90 video, high def, whatever, in Google probably got my video as a result of, it was one of the few at the time that, you know, that now there's lots of them. But you understand that, I mean, that's how many dots connected that had nothing to do with me. I just thought it was kind of cool to put this thing up there. Anyway, so... trying to control what happens when you engage in a social media is probably one of the biggest mistakes. You just need to join the conversation. And by joining the conversation, you're a member of the community. By being a member of the community, what you do and who you are and your company just become a natural byproduct of that. And then that's when the opportunities really start to open up. Oh, I know a guy that does. I mean, we all do that, right? I know a guy that does that. So let's go back to the phones here. Chuck.
Yes.
You originally wanted to call because you were worried about getting scammed or whatever, but you have a very common question, which is, what do I do about, okay, I put my stuff up there, but people are contacting me because of, you know, because they remember me from high school, and that's not why I'm on LinkedIn, right?
Yep. Well, and the privacy issue in general, I guess, is my concern.
Well, I mean, if you're putting your information out on a social network, then it's not a privacy issue. It's a matter of who you want to connect with, right? Yeah. Your profile is your profile, and that information is available to, you know, 2 billion people.
All right.
So, obviously, be careful what you post,
yeah.
And what you say if you feel that it's a privacy issue, especially like, you know, we had a situation in our family where information was only gathered through Facebook as opposed to the normal conversations, and people jumped to conclusions based on these little snippets, and, you know, maybe would have been better off not talking about this on Facebook at all.
Yeah.
You know, so, but in your case, people that are contacting you as a result of anything you do in a social media environment, I don't care why they're contacting you, it's a good thing.
Yeah.
Embrace that, make the connection, because what's going to happen is your network and their network, if you connect, become connected as well.
Right.
So if they're connected with 50 people and you're connected with 40, well, then you're now cross-pollinating, if you will.
Yeah.
Okay?
I guess the thing that I'm most concerned about is the time element, because they, you know, I'm using this, or I would be using this strictly to discuss business situations, solutions, problems, et cetera, et cetera. And I've been relying on our website for the most part and our direct, you know, face-to-face contact and phone calls and emails and so forth to do that. But I was looking at maybe LinkedIn or Facebook or whatever being another.
Absolutely. And you want to keep doing what you're doing, and you want to make sure that you have your website on all your profiles. If you have something to say, if you have information that's important to other people, start a Twitter feed. And just start telling people about what's going on in your world. They're just little snippets that you're sending out there.
Okay.
You know, there's really no shortage of things you can do. Now, the time issue, it's like any other tool that you can use. It's real easy to get distracted with a cell phone that's got all these new features on it, right?
Yeah.
And so you're going to spend more money, more time up front when you're first learning the system. But it's like anything else. You don't have to spend an hour or 2 hours at a time on your LinkedIn account. You can spend 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You can ask a question. You can answer a question and say, okay, that's... And so you're going to do time management like you do in every other aspect of your life.
Okay.
The difference is your networking efforts with the online version are exponentially more powerful. You're going to potentially connect and get exposed to thousands and thousands of people instead of 10 or 20 in a real-world setting.
Right.
So you want to keep doing everything you're doing in the traditional world. You just want to embellish it with your online presence?
For advertising, you know, because of where our business-to-business type of business, we do our advertising more in direct publications like Business Journal and so forth. And I'm always looking for something that's more directly business to business as opposed to general.
Yeah, no, LinkedIn would be the place to connect with other business people.
Okay.
Right? And then, again, before you start making noise about your business, because if you go in there and just guns a-blazing trying to promote your business, you're going to be, everybody's going to turn you off.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's social networking.
Okay.
Embrace the social side.
Okay.
The business benefits will come as a result of you being a good guy on the network.
Okay.
And engaging and looking. And again, LinkedIn's easy. Either ask a question or answer a question. In your case, go look for people that might have some fringe benefit from your service that are asking a question that you have expertise in.
Got it.
And it could be something that has nothing to do with your business. So let's say you have a hobby or you have a former business life that you have some expertise in. Go look for people that are asking questions about that,
okay.
Right? Because they're going to go, that was a very good answer. I'd like to connect with you.
Okay.
And the more people that say that, the bigger your network becomes.
Yep.
And then, I know this guy, Chuck, and you know he does this. And so people start referring you through the LinkedIn network and what have you. But it only happens if you engage in the community. Those of you that are out there, and I thank you for your question, Chuck.
Yep.
Those of you that are out there that have received those LinkedIn invitations and you've accepted them and that's all you've done, you're at the high school dance, but you're standing against the wall. The music is playing, the girls are on the dance floor, and you ain't in the game. And just by taking the invitation and just showing up on a virtual basis, ain't going to get it done.
You're missing the slow dance.
You're missing everything. You're not even noticing that they're on the dance floor, right? You're over by the punch bowl, and nobody's there. So you have to engage with the community. Folks, this is called social media for a purpose. It is a social interaction, which is why it's so powerful. It's a one-to-one human relationship, and all of you that think, oh, you know, online dating and all that, the internet is an extremely powerful tool, and it's a great way to connect with a lot of other people on a meaningful level.
Well, even before the social networking stuff, people were doing this form of advertising in other ways, but I think the important thing is to be as informative as possible and to give people relative information that they need or that they're looking for.
Provide value, actually.
Provide value, because it doesn't look like an advertisement. It's, you know, it's a value add, and then at the end of it you go, oh, these guys do that type of thing. Oh, okay.
Again, if you're helping somebody with a problem or situation, you know, it's your opportunity to help others, and because you help them, they become more interested in you. And the fact that they became more interested in you, they're going to look deeper into your profile and go, oh, this is interesting. I'll have to remember that. And you're part of their network. And then they start to interact with you. And then people that you've never even heard of go, hey, I saw your comment about so-and-so. That was great. I'm a friend of his. And, you know, I really, really appreciate your help and whatever. I mean, it's just amazing. The number of people that I've communicated with and had contact with and all over the world as a result of all the different social media. And folks, I'm not here to tell you that I'm some social media expert. There's a lot of people much, much smarter about social media than me. I can just tell you that there are so many different ways that you can use social media to enhance either your personal or business situation. Again, a couple of phone lines open, 602-277-5827. If you're sitting there and you're going, okay, this is interesting, but I still don't know how to make this apply to my situation, my life, where I'm at, feel free to call in 602-277-5827. We're going to go to a quick break here in a second. When we come back, we're going to tell you some more about how you can use Twitter. Let's say you have a fairly large family, as in my wife's family. And let's say you have situations where communications have to go from one member of the family to the rest of the family. My situation. Well, the old way of doing that's kind of very time-consuming. So here's the first real clear, I'll give you a real clear example on the other side of the break of how something like Twitter can dramatically reduce the amount of time you spend communicating if you get rid of the old way of doing it and think about the new way of communicating with your friends and family. And Twitter is a great tool for that. So we come back, we're going to tell you about that. It is the Computer Corner, the Data Doctors, and Lewis from Mac Media back right after this. managed to just break my headphones as we go back on the air. Here's One-Eared Ken. Hey, appreciate everybody that has participated thus far in our social media discussion. Trying to explain it for those that don't get it. You need to get it because it's really important. We're going to continue the conversation through Twitter. So if you're one of those following us on Twitter, feel free to give us your 2 cents on other things that people should think about when it comes to embracing this whole social media landscape. You can also email us through the website, datadoctors.com/radio, which is the website for the show here. There are links to all of the various... there's a guy that does these really great videos on YouTube and basically does like social media in plain English and wikis in plain English. So there's a bunch of links to all the different resources so that you have a better understanding of how each of these social media systems work and, you know, what to do and how they work and what you should be considering. So those resources are all posted there at datadoctors.com/radio. It's one of those you probably want to bookmark. And then my feeble attempts to try to explain Twitter to the folks that watched on CNN.com this morning. I just saw that they've posted that video, and I just sent out the notice that if you want to see that little segment this morning through all those folks following us on Twitter, that link is now in my latest tweet. Twitchinary is one of the resources that I used earlier in the week for people following.
I'll be on as soon as I got the iPhone back on.
There's a whole bunch of terminology you have to get up to speed on, like tweeps and tweeple, and my wife is my tweetheart.
What's the difference between a tweep and a tweeple?
Tweeps are people that are really into social media, like so they'll follow you around all the different social media sites, and then tweeple are just people that are following you. Tweeps and tweeple.
Like social carnies.
Whoever came up with that name for Twitter's got to be... rolling in some cash.
Well, I mean, they couldn't call them twits, right? Because Twitter...
You could, but no, yeah. Nobody would use
that. Yeah,
the
so
word.
That's why there's a bird as the icon, and then they're called tweets, because you're just a little tweet there.
Adorable.
Isn't it adorable? Let's now talk to Brian, who's got a question or a suggestion about blocking participants. I'm not sure which.
Yes.
Is it a question or a suggestion?
It's a suggestion, actually. Okay. Last Sunday, I was kind of feeling a little lonely, and with the, I follow the Phoenix Roadrunners, and, the guys are constantly getting traded up, down, to the different leagues and stuff. And so, I got on to Facebook because of that.
Uh-huh.
And went on one night and just got inundated with all these people that were, had to do with the Roadrunners, and then also school friends. And God, since Sunday night, last night I was, going between 3 or 4 different chat, with the school friends and stuff. It was great. But last night I had somebody that got on, was an unrecognizable name, and also there was no picture. And he said, I know we didn't go to school together, but you look familiar, and I'd like to, be friends with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I immediately blocked it. No picture. How did that person know just by, I went on.
Right. They didn't take the time to fill out a profile. They're not really, it's likely that it's somebody that's got ulterior motives.
Yeah, they're fishing for friends.
Well, but here's the deal. See, you understand the rules of the community, right? The rules of the community is you can't be some anonymous person and expect that I'm going to accept you as a friend.
Right, and the one thing I noticed was a lot of my friends have all got their, birthdays down, and, so that's just a lot of information, where they live, all that. So I, I'm kind of rethinking my profile here, but after that happened, I just wanted to, let people know that there are obviously scams out there.
Oh, absolutely. Anywhere there's a congregation of people, they're going to be scam artists, and again, that's where... learning the rules is really important, and understanding how this works and how they're going to try to take advantage of you. And again, that's part of what we're going to try to continue our ongoing education. Social media is, would you agree, Brian? It's way too powerful to ignore. And regardless of the fact that there's scammers and all this stuff, and you got to learn, it's well worth it.
Oh yeah, I mean, I went from being a person that didn't feel like there was that many people out there for me to
talking to friends I haven't, you know, been around in 20 years.
And, so, and how long did it take for you to connect with those people?
Well, since Sunday, I'm up to, what, like 30, 40 friends right now.
And if you had spent every possible extra moment you had in the traditional way, right?
Right.
Of calling up and what, you'd have never gotten there.
Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Right. And, then,
and
that's...
These people, you know, some of these people I see at the hockey games, but, you know, in the event that I never see them again or, you know, they lose their job or whatever... I'm still in contact with them.
Exactly, so. And you have a very clear picture of what's going on in their life just from these little snippets.
So, so yeah. Do you have social sleep deprivation yet?
A little bit.
But, you know, that happens with computers all the time, right? The internet, gaming. So, I mean, it's definitely a problem you got to worry about. Brian, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
And I want to end the show with an explanation of, again, real-world example of how this works. My wife is the youngest of 9 children. She is the caregiver of her parents, and her parents are in their 80s, so there's all kinds of stuff that happens and doctor's appointments, and there's a lot going on. Well, Twitter would solve a problem she has that every time she has an event that goes on that she has to notify all the kids, it's got to call this one, got to text that one. She's having the same conversation 8 times, right? And then the same questions come back from 3 or 4 different. So by having Twitter and getting all the kids around the country subscribing to follow her, she could simply say, hey, just went to the doctor today. Mom and Dad are doing great, bop. And if one of the girls has a question from some other part of the country, they can ask the question. And it turns out it's the same question that 2 or 3 other siblings had. It saves an enormous amount of time. For those of you saying, who's got the time? It's the opposite. It's going to save you time when you start to understand how to use these tools.
Well, and the great thing about that is you're logging all that information as well.
It's a permanent record as well. That's just another nice byproduct. And you can connect it right to your Facebook page so you can update Facebook. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. If you haven't done it already, go out there and participate. It's the Computer Corner. We'll see you all next week.